Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Tens of thousands have marked Anzac Day at solemn ceremonies across the nation, remembering all those who've served and died in war, conflict, and peacekeeping operations. Traditional dawn services marked by the Ode for the Fallen, the Last Post, and a minute's silence. In Sydney, Rear Admiral Chris Smith, commander of the Australian Fleet, delivered the Anzac Day address. He says April 25th is a day of solemn reflection, enduring gratitude, and national remembrance.
It is a day deeply woven into Australia's history and identity, and one that connects generations through memory, service, and sacrifice. On the 25th of April 1915, Australia and New Zealand forces landed on the shores of Gallipoli. From those rugged beaches emerged the Anzac legend, defined by courage under fire, resilience in adversity, mateship in the harshest conditions, and a willingness to place service before self.
Marches continued throughout the day, including in Canberra, where veterans paraded on the 111th anniversary of the Gallipoli landing. Contingents representing veterans of conflicts in Korea, Borneo, Malaya, Vietnam and the Middle East were joined by those currently serving, as well as service members from New Zealand and other Commonwealth or allied countries. Governor-General Sam Mostyn watched over the ceremony, as did governors, premiers and political leaders at state and territory commemorations across the country. Outside the Australian War Memorial, Master of Ceremonies Scott Bevan welcomed proud Wiradjuri man and Flight Lieutenant James Evans onto the parade ground.
His tribute acknowledges the proud service of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who have contributed to the defence of Australia, which is part of a long and ongoing tradition of defending country.
A similar sentiment from Cubby Cubby and Garang Garang uncle and pastor Ray Minicon, who delivered the acknowledgement of country at the Sydney Dawn Service.
We gather today on land that is sacred. For thousands of years, people have gathered in this place.
Interrupted by heckling during the official ceremony.
To share stories, to celebrate culture, and to remember our ancestors.
The disruption was quickly condemned by Premier Chris Minns and RSL New South Wales Acting President Brigadier Vince Williams. In a statement, Brigadier Williams said the booing was disrespectful, at odds with the sanctity of the occasion, and particularly disappointing, given Uncle Ray is a veteran himself. Police have charged a 24-year-old man over an alleged act of nuisance at a war memorial service, and they moved others on. Defence Minister Richard Miles has also condemned the hecklers in an interview with ABC News.
Well, I think it's disgraceful, and it's deeply disappointing. Acknowledgements to country are just an act of respect, and what characterises today is that it is a day of respect, and to boo in that way goes completely against that.
There were similar incidents in Melbourne and Perth. Victoria Police say officers moved into the dense crowd but were unable to identify any perpetrators at the time, and no arrests have been made. Western Australia Police say officers issued 14 move-on orders after disruption at the Perth Dawn Service. It's not the first time Anzac Day ceremonies have been marred by heckling. Neo-Nazis also booed during the official ceremony in Melbourne last year. Mr. Miles says it dishonours the service of First Nations veterans.
We should be acknowledging as well the contribution that Indigenous Australians have made to the ADF and Australia's military history.
The heckling harks back to a complex and difficult history stained by racism within the armed forces. Despite this, hundreds of First Nations people volunteered to serve overseas during World War I. Among them was Valentine Hare.
Well, he's one of the approximately 100.
The time prevented Indigenous Australians from entering military service, but doctors often made their assessment based on skin colour. Valentine Hare was wounded in action with a gunshot to the leg, and after being medically discharged, he was denied access to many of the rights and supports other veterans received.
Our men came out of and went back to a desperately unequal society. Our men who fought in the First World War were fighting for rights that they weren't allowed to have in their own home country. And they were fighting for freedom and we had segregation. They were fighting for equality and we didn't have that as an Aboriginal race. They were fighting for a fair and balanced Australia, which we weren't in receipt of.
It's one among so many stories of service honoured on Anzac Day for the last century across Australia and New Zealand. A contribution given in the spirit of fairness, freedom and equality.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.